Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
The weekend kicks off cloudy and cool with isolated showers and thundershowers over Gauteng and Mpumalanga. There is a yellow level 2 warning, and that's for severe thunderstorms over the extreme western parts of the northwest and southern and western Free State. Pretoria today up to 26, Joburg 24, Mbombela 20, Emalahleni and Polokwane 25, and Rustenburg up to 29 degrees.
In Centurion on the N1 southbound, a multi-vehicle collision at Old Johannesburg Road. It's causing very heavy traffic. Currently, we're dealing with about a 42-minute delay there.
The Tshwane bus service operations remain interrupted. Commuters in the capital region who use these buses are urged to make alternative travel arrangements. The bus service was affected yesterday when a group of bus drivers started an illegal protest. Tshwane says the bus drivers are part of the 33 who are being served with dismissal letters for an unprotected strike in May. And a Qantas plane made an emergency landing due to a contained engine failure this morning, soon after taking off from Sydney Airport. Qantas says while passengers would have heard a loud bang in the air, there was no explosion. Meanwhile, investigations are underway to determine whether the plane's emergency landing and a grass fire on a nearby runway are linked. I'm Khadija D'Souza. There's more news at 8.
It's the thing about aeroplanes. Sometimes I sit on a plane and then you hear like a winding sound. You think to yourself, then I look around to see if there's anybody else who looks worried.
Yes.
Have you ever been there?
Absolutely.
Even a loud banging sound. There's lots of different sounds.
Yeah, I mean, loud bang, but it was an explosion. What was it then?
Don't tell me that 4 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
I want to know when I'm in the plane what that was.
No, lie.
No.
Do you really what are your options,
Canada? Do you really want to know?
Well, in that case, I'm getting off. Yeah, leave an order.
Well, there's some football on the horizon. Bafana coach Hugo Bruges has announced his final squad for the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Uganda and South Sudan, scheduled for the 15th and 19th of November, respectively. The squad's showing 6 changes from the one that took on Congo Brazzaville last month, and fans will be concerned at a potentially blunted attack with Sundown striker Temba Zwane out injured.
Very big loss. Same thing for Lyle. Lyle was in a fantastic shape. He played very good games against Zimbabwe, also against Congo. You know, Temba is also a guy, he's not only a good player, but also a good human being.
Well, Proteas men in India will clash in the first of 4 T20 internationals at Kingsmead today. South Africa without the 3 top World Cup bowlers in Kagiso Rabada, Andrich Nurkia and Tabriz Shamsi, as well as batsman wicketkeeper Quinton de Kock. Ireland will meet New Zealand at Lansdowne Road in a rematch of the 2023 World Cup quarterfinal, which crushed Irish dreams of lifting the Webb Ellis Trophy. Kickoff is at 10 past 10. We will, however, be eagerly awaiting Rassie's announcement of the Springboks matchday squad for Sunday's test against Scotland. A bit of a blow for the box. John Klein joining the rest of the team today as a replacement for Ruan Nurkia, who suffered a leg injury at training on Wednesday. And both the men's and women's netball teams are in New Zealand for the Fast Five Netball World Series this weekend. It takes place in Christchurch. In the women's competition, the top 6 ranked teams from the world rankings, which include hosts New Zealand, last year's winners Australia, as well as England, Jamaica, South Africa and Uganda. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's it. Jack of Sport.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna win.